Accession number 31050, Reel 5.
That the companion had the house after their death. There was a companion. She had the house after their death. And then the nephew had it, and he had it converted into flats. And then he died the same time as Austin. And then the great-nephew got it. And they didn't want anything. I thought they'd want it as being a family house, but they didn't. They said, no, our family house was their grandmother's house. At Uppingham or somewhere. It was a very nice house, actually. I remember it. To go everywhere with these pots. They were very, very, very kind people. And they wanted to sell it. So as we had them lived here about 36 years, they sold it to me for a 99-year lease for £40,000. Wasn't I lucky? It's ridiculous, really. And as it happened, I've always been a saver. I've seen my mother scrimp and have tuppence halfpenny left at the end of the week. I've never done that. I've paid for everything as I went along. We just had, when we were in that one unfurnished room along there, we had one bed and a stove. No, we only had a cooking ring in there. We had a bed. That's all we had. And then we gradually bought a couple of chairs and a sideboard and a few bits of things. But we paid for them as we got them. And I always saved because I could see that Austin was no good with money and that I had to insure my life so that if I suddenly died, he would have something to live on. So I kept insuring my life on the teachers and I kept putting it back in. You know, it was for 10 years and it was for another 5 years and it was for another 10 years. And at the end of it, I had enough money plus my golden handshake from the borough to buy this flat. So I bought it entirely out of saving. And so I still have to pay a lot of money for it because, of course, the agency runs it and charges exorbitant amounts, but I can just about manage that without running into debt and get my 6 holidays a year and do my diaries. So I'm lucky. And I've sold Austin pictures and I've still got a mess in the workroom because it took me 3 years and then I felt I couldn't tidy up the workroom. Whatever I did, I'd never did it tidy. So I'm still struggling with the workroom, but otherwise I kind of tick over quite well. So, of course, we paid for a teacher's pension all our teaching lives, so didn't do badly. Now, sir, what time do you have to go? I'm thinking of your...